There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring. Right.
This week's episode of Radio Labyrinth is produced by Wendy Muller, Mike Spittler, Sean Hall, Jonathan Wilson, Andrew Hopkins, and Keith Tate.
Two Faces Radio.
One of the programs which you hear daily on many of these mutual stations begins like this.
Did you consume alcohol during your high school years?
Yes, we drank beer. My friends and I, the boys and girls, yes, we drank beer. I liked beer, still like beer. Yeah, we drank beer. And I said sometimes probably had too many beers, and sometimes other people had too many beers. We liked beer.
It's time for Radio Labyrinth with Tim Andrews, Jeff Leboff, Stephanie Swain, Autumn Fisher, and sometimes effing Ira Malkin.
Hello, welcome to Radio Labyrinth Live number 2. My name is Tim Andrews. Of course, you probably know that. That's why you're here, unless you just wandered in off the street. We also have to my right Greg Russ from the Von Hessler Doctrine.
Hello.
And to Greg's right, we have actor, comedian, improv performer Josh Warren.
Hello.
He has been on Radio Labyrinth, I think, what, 3 or 4 times now?
Yeah, a handful.
A handful. All right, so once we have everybody, we will do a roll call. We are going to be indoctrinating the very first meeting of the Brett Kavanaugh support group. Yes, thank you. He had a very rough time this week, Brett Kavanaugh. If you don't know, Brett Kavanaugh is the guy that's been nominated for the Supreme Court. He had a rough week. He had to go and get on stage and talk about beer. I like beer. Do you like beer? I like beer. Is it wrong to like beer? So anyway, we'll be taking donations for him so he can afford his legal fees, because it's only fair that that's what we do now for people, right?
And if you're not a supporter, it's not so bad. I came in not as a supporter, and they paid me off. Everyone has their price.
That's right.
And that was a bag of jelly beans. It wasn't much. So
we got a bag of jelly beans, Jelly Bellies. These are... Krispy Kreme flavored, right?
Mm.
And I cannot wait to eat them. Yeah, Krispy Kreme flavored jelly beans.
That's a local Atlanta flavor.
Well, this little pack, I think, has 5 of them, and there are 5 people in the audience. So
everybody can
have one.
Sample one. Thank you guys for coming out, though. I appreciate it. Who came? Who does not listen to Radio Labyrinth on a regular basis? 3 people?
There's
three,
a silhouette over
4
there.
4 people. So you came because of the Von Hessler Doctrine? That's awesome. Thank you very much. I'm going to let Greg know. You clap back there. Thank you, Michael Albanese. We are live from the Red Clay Comedy Festival 2018, and apparently we missed the headliner last night, but there's still plenty of comedy shows, so hopefully you guys got tickets to the festival. It's a great event put on every year. The guy standing in the doorway that you can't see if you're listening to this, on the podcast, Michael Albanese, puts it all together with a lot of other people. And did you create it yourself?
Yes.
See?
That was a yes.
Yes.
Yeah, thank you. You should pump it outside so more people will come in.
It's all outside.
Oh, shit.
Wow, I don't even want to do it anymore. Now it's being pumped to places where people don't want to hear it. We're interfering with their lives. We came to the bar to have a few drinks, and they have to hear us talk about things.
Yep. That's all we're going to do. I mean, we're not going to do, like a doctrine thing, because then you guys would be bored. Although I could do Eric the whole time, and that would be fun.
Can you do an impression of Eric?
That's no, been I do a horrible hardest, impression of Eric Von
the
Hessler.
The only impression you can
do. I'm Eric Von Hessler.
I think that's pretty good.
Well, he does sound like a Muppet.
Yeah, I think if you took a piece of this T-shirt or this koozie, this soft Atlanta United koozie, and shoved it down your throat, and tried to speak, you'd sound like him.
Anybody know what Eric's nickname was on the Regular Guys show? There you go. That's right. You just got an Atlanta United koozie. Courtesy of Radio Labyrinth and the Red Clay Comedy Fest. Hey, don't touch my Tasty Cake. No, that's the last one I'm giving away.
I wouldn't even give that one away. Tasty Cakes are... They've infiltrated the South, right?
Yeah,
Tasty Cakes.
But they used to be pretty much just a Northern thing.
Yeah, my parents are from Philadelphia, and then there was one Kroger that would have Tasty Cakes, and my mom would drive 25 minutes out of her way to go buy this.
I used to get the crimpets for 25 cents. When I was a little fat kid in high school. Speaking of which...
At the Wawa?
No, at the Downtown Time Saver was the name of the convenience store. Today is my 30th high school... what do you call them?
Reunion.
Yeah, reunions. So that's where Jeff is, if you're a fan of Radio Labyrinth, Jeff Leboff. He and I graduated from high school together, met in second grade, so that would have been 1978, and have been friends since fourth grade, which was 1980. Yeah, it was finished in 1980, so that's a long, long time. But he's up there right now, and I couldn't go. I told him I had a big event.
So how good of a friend is he if he didn't come here after knowing you for that long to see people that he didn't know that well?
Well, you know, he's friends with a lot of people. They all hate me.
Oh,
no,
right.
They don't hate me. I don't know.
And you know that you can treat the people you know the best like shit.
Yeah, that
it's
is
like,
true.
Hey, I see him enough. Screw you today. I'll be nice again to you tomorrow.
Yeah, well, that happened to my wife last night. She got blown off by somebody. And not very good friends with her, but they made plans to go to this house show. And a half hour before, the person was like, oh, I didn't know you were still going, even though you texted me earlier in the day. You know how people do that. They cancel at the last minute. And what you just said is right. If it's somebody that you're friends with and you know, you're like, oh, yeah, that's cool. But if it's somebody you... Like, I know I do that all the time.
Well, I'm here. The point I'm making is I am here. You do that all the time. Hey, Greg, when you're in town, I don't get to see you that often. Maybe three times a year. Let's go to lunch. Yeah, lunch sounds great. We'll talk about things. We'll be creative. Maybe we'll come up with some great idea. We can break away from Eric. Lunch comes. I can't go. I got to go. Got to go feed the dogs.
I got to go home and let the dogs out. That's the answer to the question of that song. But I am missing the 30th, and I don't feel that old. I look at the people there, and they're... Do you look at the people that you graduated from high school with and you think, God, they're all so old, but I'm not old?
Yeah,
is it because I didn't
get
married till I was 46?
I feel that way. I feel like everybody's aged at a rapid pace in comparison.
Is that because we're man children?
Probably.
I think that's part of it.
Yeah,
also,
I think that's why
you didn't get married. So you didn't have that stress,
right?
To gray.
I didn't
your hair.
Age. Yeah. Now my hair. You know what?
Stress your
my
heart.
My hair is getting really gray now. It didn't used to be gray at all. We're really not this boring, dudes. You don't have to leave. I feel bad. Oh, all right. You could smoke in here. Did you know that?
Let them have their excuse to leave. It's okay. I think that's why they came in, because it's being pumped to the outside. And they say, "What's going on there?"
And they were really. Really curious, so they came in.
So the Red Clay Comedy Festival is a celebration of stand-up comedy. There's local comics, there's touring comics. They had Janine Garofalo, Ron Funches as the headliners. He was at the bar a few minutes ago, Joe Galwa, who was on our show a couple months ago, and he was also on the reboot of Queer Eye. He's here, he's doing stand-up. You guys all fans of stand-up?
Yeah.
Cool.
I think it really started it for me, and that's what I want to talk to you guys about as well. I found an 8-track tape, if you remember what those were, of George Carlin's Class Clown, and it was in my mother's closet, and I think I was about 8 or 9 years old. And I put it in the 8-track player, and that was it. From then on, I've been collecting comedy records. I listened to them over and over again. I can't do my own routine, but I could get on stage and do someone else's routine, because I've listened to him so many times. And, you know, I've been following. Go ahead.
Would you be able to make... You can make... There's those tribute bands, correct?
I've often thought about that.
You've got the Pearl Jam one.
Yeah.
They go around. I assume they just pay Pearl Jam some money.
They're called Jeremy.
Yeah, so you could do the same. You do other comedians' acts on stage. And
so
you just,
I could
you
do...
You throw them some money.
Yeah. Well, they're estate, because they're all dead, the ones I like.
Yeah, well...
I couldn't do Richard Pryor. I mean, that would be, you know, inappropriate in 2018. But I know them all, but I could do Carlin, but you'd have to think of a weird name for it.
Yeah.
Like, it couldn't be George Carlin.
Yeah, I'm. You've got me thinking now.
Jorge Carlino, there you go. The George Carlin Tribute Act, and he could play smoky rooms all over the country. Go ahead.
Just get all the Gallagher acts together. Yeah. Get the big oversized couch on stage.
Have you ever seen Gallagher live?
No.
I've seen him live
four
times.
I saw the specials when Comedy Central first launched.
I used to go see him all the time. He'd be at the Punchline, and they'd have a bunch of plastic in the first couple of rows, and he would smash the watermelon, and then you laugh because you're drunk and a guy's smashing a watermelon. It's, you know, you're there. You might as well enjoy yourself.
Well, how long does that go on before you get sick of it, but you have to keep doing it? You're on stage quite a bit.
Well, I mean, like, it's like, I guess, short form comedy.
I'm not saying that it's your act, but let's say that something like, about your act became very popular and you had to keep doing it.
Well, like short form comedy, like when I was at Village, we did a show called Improv Asshole, which was a short form drinking game. And I did it for 10 fucking years. Can I say fuck?
Yeah, you can say that.
I did it for 10 fucking years. And now, like, I'm like, I don't ever want to do that again. Because you just feel like a marionette doll at the end of it.
Well, I think if you're performing a skit or something that people want to see, you have to kind of do that. Monty Python had to do the parrot sketch every time they did a tour.
Right.
Or appeared on an American show. They had to do one of those sketches. But that's a troupe, you know. Stand-up comedians, unless they want to as an encore, always can do new material.
Jerry Seinfeld,
yeah, he has greatest hits.
Yeah, and he does them,
mm-hmm.
like, I've seen them twice, and both times I was like, I saw the same show.
Right. But that's because you win. Yeah. That's true. A guy like him, though.
But he's amazing.
Right.
Like, I'm not taking anything away from the guy. The guy's brilliant.
Every time I see Dave Attell, it is a different show. Every single time. Because he has new jokes and because he's always, you know, coming off of the top.
Do you
of
like
his head.
The older Dave Attell better?
I like the old Dave Attell and the new Dave Attell.
So it's not, maybe it depends on the comedian, but I don't know if they're subject to the same things as bands. Or musical artists where they come out, their first few albums, people love those, and then they go to the concerts, they don't want to hear the new stuff. You know, that's something Billy Joel realized, and he's like, yeah, screw this, I'm done with new music, I'm just going to play the old stuff. But as an artist, you still want to go out there and create new things, so it sounds like, you know, I don't know, but comedians have the opportunity to go out there and create new stuff and have people still accept it.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, opinions and observations are constantly changing.
Right.
And, like, To really focus in on, like, the craft in general, you want to just show people your opinion.
Yeah.
And the way that you think. That's what people are coming to watch when they see, like, stand-up and improv.
Well, isn't that a weird thing?
What?
To have such an ego. It's like, people are coming to see what I think, what I believe. Like, me being up here. Like, oh,
I don't
I'm
know.
A fraud. It would not that anyone came out here because I was here. It's your show, but you know.
It'd probably be cool if we had a comedian who could come up here and talk about it because none of us are comedians. Well, Josh,
that comedian's on his phone in the back corner.
Yeah,
he's
waving
gonna,
now.
He's not going to come up.
Well, then we'll just keep. What?
Yeah, if you have any thoughts on this, Mike, come up.
Yeah.
Hey everyone, Alan Sanders here with The Wilder Ride. I want to say a big thank you to Radio Labyrinth and to Tim for letting us have a chance. I say us, I'm speaking on behalf of Walt, who's not with us right this moment, but for letting us have a chance to do a quick shout out about our Halloween special on The Wilder Ride. We finished season one, which was Young Frankenstein, and we're working on season two, which will start in early 2019, Blazing Saddles. But we thought, hey, we got a couple of months, maybe we can give The Wilder Ride treatment to a couple of other things. We had a vote online on our listeners page and decided, let's do Poltergeist, and we're going to do the month of October. We're going to break down Poltergeist in 5 chunks. The first one dropped, and the next 4 will be via our Patreon page. So if you want to support our podcast, be a friend of the show, come on by, subscribe. Hey, you can just subscribe for the month, listen to the episodes, and then unsubscribe. I don't care. As long as we get a little bit of love, that'll help offset the cost, and we just appreciate everything you guys are doing out there to show Gene Wilder and show our podcast some love, and keep showing love to Tim Andrews and the Radio Labyrinth. I listen to them every Saturday, mowing the lawn and doing outdoor work. It's a great podcast to just have in the background. I just got to keep the headphones on. That's all. Go over to thewilderride.com. That has all the links to everything. You can, of course, find us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and you can find us at just about every other podcatcher out there. Again, these episodes, outside of the first one, will only be available via the Patreon page, which is patreon.com/thewilderride. You can also join us in our listeners group. We'd love to have you there, too. That's a great, fun group. We talk about Gene Wilder, but we talk about movies and fun stuff, and it's just a great place to just kick back, relax. It's a safe place for all of us lovers of movies. I try to keep a rein on anything that's from the outside that's not movie and entertainment. It's not. We got plenty of other places for that. So come on by, check it out, thewilderride.com.
Mike Albanese.
Yeah.
All right, Tinder?
I'll recap it for you real quick.
Yeah.
Basically, we're saying the difference, seeing a live comedian,
yeah.
Right? Do you do the same show all the time, every year?
As a professional comedian, I would like
As a professional comedian, you should know how to get up to the microphone.
Yeah. Give it up for for the last time Greg Ross is ever on a podcast, everybody. Look at him, huh? There's a reason he's never on Eric's show. Anyway, it depends. I have like an hour that I work on, and then I try to work on like 10 or 15 minutes new, like over the course of a month. So it's typically the same, but in a weekend when you're doing five shows for an hour at a time, you like to you mix it up. So you come to a show on Friday, it's gonna be different than the show on Sunday by about 40% sometimes.
Right. And now, do you feel obligated if you have a joke that people really, really enjoy to continue to do that, even though they, like, you know what I mean? Are they expecting your greatest hit?
I would kill to have anybody follow me.
Yeah.
And then be like, oh, I remember the last time I saw you. That's why I'm back.
What's
so
your...
if anybody wants to come see me twice, I'll suck their dicks. So
let me ask you
what
this.
What a deal.
You gotta see me twice, though, buddy.
a hand went up.
Yeah.
So we'll get his name after, and we'll keep tabs on him. So if you had an HBO special that sent you,
perfect. I can leave after that.
No, I'm just saying, you had that. People saw that. That's what brought you to the mainstream, and people loved it. How long until you got sick of performing that act?
Once you put a special out, I think the rule is you don't do that material anymore. It's dead. And then you build your next hour, and that's when you go on the road.
Nobody told that to Ron White.
if you did get said HBO special, is the offer still out there for anybody who sees you twice that you would suck their dick?
Yeah.
Dude, I've seen you 112 times.
Let's get the special. What are we doing? If anyone out there from HBO wants to watch a straight man happily put a cock in his mouth.
Now, why do you got to point out that you're straight? That doesn't matter.
Well, I think that ups the ante a little bit. And I'd be happy. Happily do it.
There are no binary choices.
I can't wait for this, by the way. I can't wait for this recording to come back at me when I'm trying to become a Supreme Court judge. That's what I'm most excited for.
I like
this
beer.
This is the reason I'm not going to be
Senator.
Anything.
If liking beer is wrong and sucking cock is wrong, may I never be right.
I got to tell you, I know we're not doing politics, but after watching that Kavanaugh thing, that guy definitely, he's done way worse. That guy's a fucking creep, man. The way he was trying to cry.
I wish you'd stop talking about him in such a negative way. This is Senator Lindsey Graham, and I got to tell you, you were being really disrespectful to him.
Well, I don't know who Lindsey Graham is enough, but I bet that's a good impression.
I think it's pretty spot on.
Also,
everyone should be ashamed of themselves right now.
Oh, that
now.
Guy.
If you see Sotomayor and Ellen Kagan, tell them I saw hello.
All right, play that improv game, the two of you.
What
as Lindsey Graham complete each other's sentences.
All right. How do you do that?
The size of my head is twice as big as Mr. Trump's, and that doesn't mean that I can't do anything that I want inside of legal ramifications or
illegal ramifications.
Thank you,
Mr. Motherfucker. Oh, wait, you're not supposed to be blue.
Are you guys doing Lindsey Graham or the center square?
I don't know what the hell I'm doing.
I think both.
I think I lost the voice in the middle and started
I don't even know if that's a real improv
My knees are toast. Happy to have been obliged.
Hey, thank you, sir.
Thanks for taking a knee.
Happy to bring a laugh to
you. Now is the point in the program where we turn it over to Greg Russ for conversations Greg has with himself.
Oh, okay. Yeah. You didn't tell me about this.
Greg Rust, yes I did. I wrote it down. No, I said, no. Greg.
You're supposed to improvise with me. It's supposed to be off the cuff. This wasn't a planned
bit. I am improvising that we pretended that we talked about it ahead of time and put it on a list.
Let's just sprinkle them in throughout the show.
All right, we'll do one here.
Okay, here's a conversation with myself. You're too old to make it now, old man old. I don't think that's true. Go kill yourself, loser. It's real. It happened on, I'm looking for the date, September 23rd, 2018.
Is that how you really feel about yourself?
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Do you need a hug right now?
Maybe it would help. You can try.
Anybody want to line up to give Greg a hug? I'll give you a copy of Tommy Stinson's One Man Mutiny. Everybody know who Tommy Stinson is? One guy knows who Tommy Stinson is. What band was he in?
The Replacements.
The Replacements.
And? No. Well, yeah, maybe, but there's one other band. They sang Welcome to the Jungle. Yeah, here, you want the CD? You don't have
he would have just thrown it at you.
And not worth the effort to get up and get it.
I got that from somebody at Curveball in Watkins Glen, New York, the three-day fish festival that canceled an hour before it was supposed to start.
You were sad.
I was so fucking sad, dude. I, you know, it's a thing that only happens every 3 years, and I drove all the way up to Pennsylvania, and I'm sorry, New York State, to see, you know, my buddy up there, who I only see once or twice every couple of years, and we put the tent up. It was 90 degrees, and you know, we're down here, we're used to 90 degrees. When you're up in the Northeast, it feels hotter. I don't know why. It's just soupier. So we put the tent up, and we were ready to go, and you can just infer what I'm talking about. And my buddy goes to take a shower, and he comes back, said they canceled the concert. They canceled the concert. And about, I don't know, there must have been 25, 30,000 people there by then, and everybody just groaned at the same time. So,
wait a minute.
Yeah, they gave everybody their money back.
So the last time I was on Radio Labyrinth, we talked about the same thing. Wasn't there a bunch of feces? Wasn't there like a feces problem?
Yeah, there was feces in the water. That was the problem.
Yeah, that's why they canceled. I'm looking for our text exchange. I'm not. I don't even know if it was good, but I remember I reached out to you because I actually felt
I know. I looked down at my phone at one point and I got a text from Greg and I thought, wow, he cares. And I'm not being facetious. It was nice.
Yeah, that's what I'm looking for. So anyone thinks I'm not paying attention to the show going through my text messages.
But
that's what I was thinking, honestly.
But it was very weird to experience something like that. They canceled it because there was shit in the water. And New York State wouldn't allow fish to pay out of their own pocket millions of dollars to bring water there. They wouldn't let them do it. So
they're like, no, we don't provide fresh water in New York State.
Ah, well, yeah, try that in New York. You're not going to get anywhere.
Yeah. Right to work. Right to work.
No, that's
right,
us. Right? That's Georgia.
No, I know. That's
an advocate of right to work.
Hey, no politics.
Yeah, stay away from it. I'll go to the text exchange over the canceled fish.
No, we can talk politics.
I can't believe people wouldn't chant.
Damn, just saw the news, I write Tim. He responds, I'm so disappointed. I said, yeah, I'm sorry. He says, getting drunk. I said, so am I, alone. And he said, making fun of hippies, and sent me a picture of a Molson Canadian. I know you can't really see it, but that was the exchange.
That's the little secret about how we entertain ourselves when we're at those festivals. Because so many, if you're in a tent in a busy area, what does that say?
Nah, I don't know if you want to talk about that part.
Oh, yeah, we're not going to talk about that part.
Redacted. This is just like the Kavanaugh hearing.
Senator, I wanted to go see fish.
The missing documents.
If I want to do mushrooms, who doesn't like mushrooms? I like magic mushrooms. Do you like mushrooms, Senator? Senator? I like magic. Look, however many mushrooms it takes for you to trip, that's how many mushrooms I've had. And no, I've never blacked out on them.
My dad liked mushrooms. He was addicted to mushrooms.
My dad had mushrooms every day as he taught me how to write in my calendar.
Sometimes I do mushrooms just enough so my friends and I can laugh and drink beer and giggle. Then other times when I want to open my third eye, Senator, I'll eat the entire eighth myself. caps, stems, and then I'll smoke a joint, and then I'll stand in the middle of the woods, stare into space, and think about the future. What do you think of that, Senator?
What?
Let me check my calendar, because I know on Beach Week we were doing peyote every day. Except for Wednesday.
I was working Judge out Kavanaugh, at Toby's.
I'm going to take that as a definition of the Devil's Triangle. I'm not even.
No, the Devil's Triangle, Senator, is when you're playing a beer pong game, when you have three pong cups laid out, and then you drop a quarter in them. You ever play quarters?
You fucking believe that we just saw a Supreme Court nominee ask a senator if that senator knew what quarters was?
Well, didn't he say that boofing was flatulence?
Yes, he did.
I immediately yelled that. I knew what that was. Anyone who's not, I'm not that I'm addicted to morphine. I'm not, but I know about it. Oral morphine is absorbed best when it's put up your butt. And I was like, I know what boofing is. He's lying.
See, I always thought boofing was sex.
Yeah, me too.
We said boffing.
Maybe there's several different things, but I know if you put drugs up your butt or alcohol, it absorbs faster in there.
Like
that's boofing.
Butt chugging?
Everybody knows that, but the I thought. But if you
wait a minute, so you're telling me that Brett Kavanaugh was butt chugging heroin?
I like putting heroin suppositories in my ass, Senator. I put several heroin suppositories in my ass, Senator. I never blacked out.
You all should be ashamed of yourselves right now.
For what?
How many suppositories up your ass would it take until you got to the point where you were sufficiently high and about to pass out?
Well, you know what? I don't know. I've had 17. That's the tops. And I stayed awake, Senator.
Didn't he tell him, like, whatever the chart says.
Yeah, that's what he... they asked, whatever the chart says. I don't know. I like beer.
I like fucking beer.
That was the most ridiculous. It was so entertaining. You know, just glued.
It really was.
It really was. I don't care.
What do you like to drink?
Which senator? Are you asking Lindsey Graham what he likes to drink? I'll tell you what I like to drink. A mint julep. And if you don't handle that with whatever, I don't care. Because I'll drink a mint julep all day long. Do you have a problem with that? Anybody have a problem with me drinking a mint julep next to the gay dolphin in Myrtle Beach? She's a peach.
I like to drink straight bourbon. And of course, it's up to the Mrs. Senator from California, who she sat on all this for about six weeks, they're working some sort of camp. We got the votes we need, even without Jeff Flake. Yeah, I don't care. I could, you know what? I don't give a shit if he did it or didn't.
You know, some people feel that way.
I know some people feel that way.
Some people feel, you know, all sorts of different ways.
That's why I try to shut myself down as be a robot.
Mm-hmm.
Feelings are complicated.
I want Josh. Josh was telling me, you know, we were talking conspiracies in the green room over there. And he told me
the green room, by the way, it's filled with roaches. We were sitting. Hey, I'm sorry.
Dude,
you're
not Carol Zabarge.
Well, they don't serve food here.
Well, we were sitting on the couch and all these baby roaches came running. And we ran up and got out of there.
Everybody was like,
well, wasn't the big ones are fine. You can feel them if they get on your body, but the baby ones get into your clothes and you don't know, you need to take them home. It's like a bed bug.
That's a palmetto bug. We call them water bugs.
And it's not an insult to the venue. I feel like if this place didn't have roaches, I wouldn't want to come here.
Have you ever seen a...
look at this, smoking inside.
What are those? Yeah, this is like...
Just bothering anybody?
1980s.
Okay.
I've got a future cigarette.
That's ridiculous.
Looks like the Millennium Falcon.
I don't understand vaping at all, but at least you don't have one of those metal things.
Oh.
You know, the thing where you got to, you know, I bought these coils, and I bought the... And I'm not making fun of that, but there are people that are deadly serious about it.
I wouldn't care if you were making fun of it. Like, I did this to quit smoking cigarettes.
Right.
But now I'm like, oh,
it looks like you're sucking on a change purse.
Yeah.
Yes, that, the pitch pipe.
But, like, I mean, I haven't smoked cigarettes in, like, 8 months now, and this thing tastes like a fucking watermelon blow pop.
Really? But you don't get that popcorn longer or any of that poison?
Well, this is nicotine salts, and supposedly it's a little bit more healthy than the alternative type of juice.
Why don't you just chew?
What?
Why don't you dip?
Snooze.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Snooze. That's how we quit. That's how I quit smoking in 10th grade.
Dipping?
It did, yeah.
There's nothing I want more than a Marlboro Light, though. I will put that out there.
Yeah, they're horrible.
Okay, here it is.
Oh, my God. Why would you do that?
Well, what was the last actual cigarette you had?
How long ago? 8 months ago.
Okay, taking them away. Yeah. That's a long time. If it was 2 weeks, I would have pushed it.
I'll tell you, Greg, guess the year that I had my very first cigarette.
Ooh. Let's see, you graduated high school in 1980.
Right.
I would say 1973.
No, I was two, dude. No, 1979. I smoked Marlboro Reds, and we bought them. We didn't have to steal them.
Sorry for interrupting. I thought you graduated in 1980. You confirmed that. Obviously, that was wrong. So that's I got it.
Right. No, 1988.
88.
Yes. Okay.
Then if it was 88, then I would have guessed
79.
Yes.
All right. Doing the math. 79, Charles Peluso and I walked into Acme. You ever heard of that Acme grocery store?
Yeah, a lot of things fall from.
Yeah, I bought. You could get milk, anvils, rockets, TNT. But apparently not a gun. And we went in there, 50 cents, bought a pack of cigarettes. Might even have been a quarter. It was a quarter, 1979. Went to a train track. A train trestle, went underneath, smoked, and then we kept them in there, and we'd stop there every day after school and have a cigarette. And it was just weird, because you inhaling when you're in fourth grade is bizarre. To think about that now, I don't think kids, maybe they do.
Just the whole process of smoking, though, at that point, you have to hide the cigarettes.
Yeah.
Because there was a point that we did that, and it was somewhere in the woods in a shack. I couldn't tell you how. Or
nothing
where.
Good ever happens to kids in shacks in the woods.
No, but it also wasn't waterproof. So the day you show up and you realize that the cigarettes have been ruined by rain, it's very sad.
Yeah.
Because they're hard to get.
They were not for my generation. What, Josh?
We used to bury styrofoam coolers in the woods behind my house and put beer in it. Because we thought it would we'd be like, yeah, it'll stay cold till the weekend.
Did it?
No.
Uh-huh.
But did it stop you?
I remember Derek Shirley shotgunned one of them and immediately puked afterwards.
We used to bury animals in refrigerators. That's what we did.
I used to hit bumblebees with baseball bat.
We didn't have all your fancy video games and iPads, so we had to go out and kill rabbits.
You ever burn bugs with a magnifying glass?
Yeah, I started doing that in first grade.
Then you graduated burning mammals with a magnifying glass?
No, but I did play shock on rock with frogs. Did you know that a frog will break its spine if you throw it against a barn?
Jeez. And if it's a bullfrog.
But it still breathes.
You can pop them.
You can. I don't want to talk about animal cruelty. You know, one time I shot a robin out of its nest, and my grandfather took the gun.
I thought you didn't want to talk about this.
Well, it's a morality tale. My grandfather, who never ever raised his voice, he was a hunter and outdoorsman and all that. He started yelling at me I never heard him yell in his life, and that was the last time I heard him yell because I never did anything like that again. I felt terrible about that. I couldn't even hunt. I could hunt small game like rabbit and squirrel, but I couldn't do deer or anything like that.
There's an Andy Griffith Show episode about that same thing.
I know. Where Opie shot the bird out of the nest. Hey, Opie, you can't be doing that.
You hear those baby birds crying, Opie?
Yep.
They're crying for their mama that you killed.
I'm sorry, Paul.
Yeah, that was the loudest I've ever seen Andy Griffith yell, too.
Yeah, his punishment was he had to sleep with Aunt Bee for a week. Not in a dirty way. He just had to sleep in her bed.
That's the actual punishment.
Yeah.
I thought that was a joke.
Andy!
TBS used to show those reruns. I'd turn it off immediately. It's like black and white. When I was a kid, it was meh.
Not me. I loved those shows. Beverly Hillbillies. That show was funny, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was hilarious.
And if you can still catch it every now and then, it's still a funny show because they're idiots. All of them are idiots. And they just happen to get by in life being idiots, and it's fantastic.
God, the dream.
What dream?
to get by in life just being an idiot.
Oh, yeah. Well,
you know
I don't...
how hard life is for an idiot?
I don't know, Mr. Drysdale. Why don't you tell me?
I mean, come on. I've almost been through foreclosure twice.
Foreclosure?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, you need to go shoot at shit in your backyard. Maybe you'll hit an oil well. I mean, that's how it happened. He got rich. He was hunting, and he missed what he was shooting at, right, and found oil.
Yeah. Couldn't have the broadside of a barn door, but he could strike oil with a bullet.
Very shallow oil.
Yeah.
Just bubbling. Next rainstorm, it probably would come out on its own.
It's that shale oil, and then we got them guys from Mexico come up here to Pennsylvania and live in our hotels and can't get one for no less than $200 a night.
That's Pennsylvania people. They don't talk like that, though. They go, you know how they talk? They go, people from where I'm from, they don't sound like they're from the Midwest. They just talk through their nose, and they don't emphasize nothing. It's completely through the nose without that Middle Eastern or Midwest accent.
The Middle Eastern accent.
Welcome to Pennsylvania. That's so weird to smoke a cigarette inside of a building. That's the only reason I did it, because it was fun.
Should smoke another.
And like,
I probably will in a minute. You're chewing all these straws.
Yeah. We all have our thing. I just straws ruining the environment. Well.
Thank you guys again for coming out on a Saturday, especially with Georgia about to kick off. Any Georgia fans in the audience?
One, two.
Wow, I am surprised. Any Georgia Tech fans in the audience?
Yeah, one.
One, yeah, all
right. That's a good ratio, actually.
I think we may have won today. I was really hoping we'd go defeated the entire season.
We've done that before.
They need to fire Paul Johnson.
All right. Sports talk's over.
What do you want from me?
I don't know. I want you to tell that story about, not Keanu Reeves, but Keith or Sutherland. So this is the story you told because we were talking about conspiracies in the green room.
Oh, that was Keanu Reeves.
It was Keanu Reeves.
It was Keanu Reeves, not Kiefer Sutherland.
Kiefer Sutherland was a different story.
Oh, there we go. I just wanted to hear him do Kiefer Sutherland. He does it great.
Mr. Senator, I will not apologize for any of my actions.
What about the time you drank beer?
I like beer, Mr. Senator. Do you like beer, Mr. Senator?
I do.
I like smoking cigarettes and running as fast as I can at the same time.
You're amazing at that, Jack Bauer.
Thank you.
I think you'd be fantastic on the Supreme Court. I'm going to put forward your nomination if I ever come president.
I don't know if I have time to be on the Supreme Court. Don't you understand that there's a vast conspiracy beyond our belief going on?
Well, I'd probably have to say that as your Attorney General, I will pardon anything you do as long as you help sink the deep state.
You're going to give me the information, Mr. Senator.
Please
You've been involved with the deep state this entire time, and all you're doing is double talking.
Please don't burn my nipples. I mean, you can put the electrodes on it, just don't turn it on too high.
I wasn't just going to use electrodes. I was going to tear the wire out of the back of this lamp and electrify you with the wire from the lamp while your ex-wife that I am having an affair with watches.
The actor's name.
I did not rape those women, Mr. Senator. I just like beer.
Mr. Bauer, in your yearbook, it says the word schematics. Is it some sort of code word for rape?
Schematics, a code word for rape.
Could you explain what that means, sir?
With all due respect, Mr. Senator, I do not have to explain anything to you. If you'd like to know my sterling record while I was in high school, then I will talk ad nauseam about that.
Did you work out?
I worked out every single day.
You play sports?
I played every single sport.
Did you study hard?
My name is Jack Bauer. If there is anything I do, it was study hard, play sports, work out, and drink beer, all while smoking cigarettes.
Mr. Bauer, can you please...
jump into that Christmas tree? Remember that?
I do, but Mr.
Did you just put a Christmas tree in front of me, Mr. Senator?
Mr. Bauer, who is Chloe?
Chloe O'Brien is a dear friend. She was one of us.
Mm-hmm. How close did you live to Miss O'Brien?
And how many blocks away was your home from hers?
I lived approximately 38 blocks away from her home.
And you're saying that you and your friend Edgar would hang out with her?
Edgar?
Edgar.
Edgar. Yeah, but he'd talk like this, Edgar.
Yeah, I know he had a speech impediment, Mr. Bauer, but could we please focus on your relationship between Miss O'Brien?
Miss O'Brien was one of us. We treated her exactly as one of us. She was, in fact, tortured by the British government,
right.
And I broke her out of a British prison 6 years after I broke myself out of a Siberian torture camp, which then I was traded by our government to the Russian government. And you can't tell me that there's no forms of collusion going on within the deep state.
Hey, Jack, can you tell me about that time you were addicted to heroin and kicked it in one day?
Heroin is an incredibly difficult drug to kick, but if anybody can kick it in one day, it is Jack Bauer.
Mr. Bauer, it says in your yearbook on page 36, if you can refer to this item 6 on the board, it says, good luck chasing the dragon this summer. Could you please...
Chasing the dragon refers to flatulence. We were 16 years old. We liked flatulent humor.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Bauer.
Like gerbling? Gerbling. I was not a part of it.
Could you please explain...
Richard Gere and I were not friends.
Can you please explain this item on page 28?
I may have done a Joel Schumacher film, but I was not friends with Richard Gere.
It says here, Richard Gere and I went gerbling in the Devil's Triangle. What does that mean, Senator?
Have you ever played quarters, Mr. Senator? Have you ever had one day of saving the United States of America 9 times?
This is Senator Richard Blumenthal. Yes, I served in Vietnam where I won 78 Purple Hearts.
Thank you. It's not your time yet, Mr. Blumenthal. I do not yield my time. I have one more question for you, Mr. Bauer. Oh, would you like to ask a question, Mr. Russ? Mr. Russ?
No. I was just thinking about a new season of 24, and I don't want to throw you off your train of thought. We'll get to it.
You have 5 minutes, Mr. Russ.
Can you answer this last question for me, Mr. Bauer?
If the question is, will I torture everyone in this room, the answer is yes.
No further questions, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you for saying that. Now we're going to move on to talk about the next item on the docket. What? Can I help you?
Here's what I want. I was thinking about a new season of 24 where a Trump-type president is in place.
Yes.
Jack Bauer refuses to just save the day. He's like, no, and he goes home. That's all.
Jack, it's President Trump.
I'm not going to take this call again. I've lost my entire family.
Look.
My daughter won't even speak to me, and she named her daughter after my wife, Terry. Why would anyone name their daughter Terry?
Jack, I need you. We got a real big problem along the border. We need to find out a way to create some defenses on the border. We have Mexicans coming across. We have Arabs coming across. We have a lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. They're raping everybody.
I'm sorry, Mr. President. I specialize in solving problems within 24 hours.
We got a real big problem, and I need you to take care of it in 24 hours.
This problem cannot be taken care of in 24 hours. You've obviously proven that, Mr. President.
I gotta tell you, Jack Bauer, you're the greatest American of all time next to me. Here's what I found out, okay? Mexicans have created time machines, and they're going back and raping girls in high schools who are friends with future Supreme Court nominees. I need you to figure out a way to go back in time and stop them.
You're asking me to go back in time, Mr. President.
I don't care if you have to go around the sun in a rocket. Or convert a DeLorean into a time machine and hit 88 whatever gigawatts. But you need to do it. Or you could go find a rock in Scotland, move it aside, and fall back like that lady did in that show.
We're going to have to go get that crazy nerd that's in charge of Tesla in order to do this.
Can he build a time machine that'll stop the Mexican time travelers from raping people?
I mean, with all due respect, Mr. President, he built a rocket ship that can land itself.
Wow.
End scene. Thank you. Anybody want to ask any questions? Are you having fun? All right, good. We didn't really put a lot of planning into this. I just wanted to have fun, so I'm glad you all came out. It's nice to see familiar faces.
What was the email you sent about the show? I told you I saw that you sent one, but I never
did. Well, look it up.
I never even read it.
I sent a prep sheet out. Nobody read it.
Oh, yeah, I didn't. I read it on the way here to make sure I knew where I was going.
I was like, this sucks. I just saw.
Andy, I do improv.
I just saw comedian Andy Sanford walk by. He's famous.
Hey, let's give it up for...
Is he coming in?
Let's
here?
Give it up for Joel Galois. Oh, Joe Galois, my friends.
Joe Galois is my friend.
It was just all about comedy. We'll begin talking about the festival, then move into talking about stand-up, favorite classic comedians, favorite modern comedians, best, most unique live comedy experiences, Atlanta comedy experiences doing stand-up.
Rudy Ray Moore is probably one of my favorites.
You saw Rudy Ray Moore?
No.
Oh.
But I had his best of DVD.
Oh, this shit's funny.
Which I bought in Gatlinburg, Tennessee, of all places.
At a truck stop?
No, like some weird... I bought a Doors t-shirt and a Rudy Ray Moore best of album.
That sounds like a Love's truck shop. You can buy anything there. You can buy hand-blown glass. Yeah.
You can get him an Uzi.
And a new pair of jeans.
Yeah, and take a shower.
I did go to Gatlinburg recently.
You ever take a shower at a truck stop? Just for shits and giggles? It's fun.
Are they private stalls?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fine then.
No, there's an open pit.
Well, I didn't know if you go in and it's similar to the stalls.
How you doing, man? I'm all right. How are you? I'm all right. Your dick's pretty small. I can't help it.
Hey, how'd you like to be a Radio Labyrinth patron? Well, you could do one thing very easily. Go to patreon.com/Tim Andrews and sign up. We have a bunch of different levels, and just as a note, we were doing sketches. Tim would do a sketch for you. Either you got one that he'd already done, or you got a custom one. Well, guess what? I'm bringing that back because people seem to enjoy it, and so that's that. I'll update the patron page sometime this weekend, but hey, just keep it in mind. At that tier, you will get a sketch. So let's do the roll call real quick. Big thanks go out to Aaron Roberts, AJ Dysart, Al McKeon, Amber Gilpatrick, Andrew Hopkins, Andrew Harbin, Brennan Price, Brian Jackson, Brooke Sizemore, Buck Monterey, Chad Shepard, Chris Weiland, Chris Knight, Christopher Cosentino, Colin Oman, Dan Carroll, Daniel Pitts, Darren Downey, David C. Funk, Debbie McDonald, Denise Reynolds, Dustin Lawler, Emily Warren, Eric Malmstrom, Garrett Kemble, Herb Lamb, Jeremy Truman, John Bennett, Jonathan Wilson, Jose Perales, Keith Tate, Kevin Stokes, Kit Beatty, Lauren Calderman, Leslie Haney, Leslie Norman, Lou Caniglio, Mark Weiland, Mark Piero, Matt Carter, Mike Spittler, Mike D, Mike Hall, Nicholas Frank, Robert Caldeman, Robert Haley, Ruben Aguilar, Rusty Weinberg, Ryan O'Connor, Ryan Humans, Seth Ingram, Sean Hall, Sherry Dougherty, Trent, Wayne Blair, and Wendy Muller. Again, if you'd like to sign up and be a Radio Labyrinth patron, you pick the level at which you'd like to support us. Just go to patreon.com/Tim Andrews. Can't really afford it right now. The best way to support us is to go to iTunes or any of your podcatchers out there and leave us a 5-star review. It's very simple to do. Doesn't take very long, and we'd appreciate it. You know, if you write a review on iTunes, we will read it, and you get to pick a voice. Either Tim Andrews or Autumn Fisher will read it in a particular voice. You pick the voice, and either one of us will do it. And also, follow us on Facebook. Radio Labyrinth is the name. You'll find it. And Twitter, @radio_labyrinth. That's all the social media stuff. Now back to the show.
I don't like floor urinals.
I don't either. But... my favorite classic comedian Is no, I didn't mean to interrupt you. Have you ever listened to, speaking of you know, like guys that did the Chitlin Circuit, Red Fox comedy albums? You find those when you were a little kid? You remember that shit? That stuff was so funny. He was so filthy, but it wasn't just gratuitous dirt. Everything made sense. It was so funny. He does a bit about doing, and you have to find it on YouTube, and I'm not going to do an impression of it because it's not good, but find it on YouTube. It's Red Fox talks about Atlanta and doing shows down here and how people talk. It's really fun. But as far as comedians that I've seen, I had the chance to see Carlin a couple times. That was great. But my most unique thing was seeing Sam Kinison in Binghamton, New York, at the Broome County Arena is what it's called. And seeing Sam Kinison, we were in the 10th row, so we were close. And all that energy that he captured, because it was one of the few times I've ever seen a comedian in an arena. You know, I like close one-on-one, but for those guys back then, you had to go see them in a big venue. But him and the opening acts were so good, and he was so alive and full of energy. That's just, it's just, you can still feel it coming off the stage. It was so weird being 16 seeing that show.
Yeah, Kinison and Dane Cook, both of them. Yeah. Find them in arenas.
What?
Dane Cook did an arena show. It was awful.
Well, and I mean, there's a big difference between Sam Kinison and Dane Cook.
No, yeah.
Don't know why he brought it up.
Well, the arena show is the parallel there, right? Yeah. The fact that he's touring arenas.
Yeah, but it's like Sam Kinison's a brilliant genius, and Dane Cook is Dane Cook.
I don't know why. Like, now, I don't know anything about Dane Cook other than that there were tons of people that liked him. No, I really don't. You think that's weird, but he never came into my field of view because I just wasn't interested. You know, I was like, oh, a lot of people like this guy. I never paid any attention to him. I do know he did some funny prank calls for Crank Anchors, but...
Yeah.
John Baldy.
John, where are you from? New York? Niagara Falls, New York or Canada?
New York.
You know when you...
My friends call me Canadian, but...
Yeah. John Valby was known as Dr. Dirty, and he would go to comedy clubs and bars and play his dirty songs. You want to sing one?
I don't know
one. I know one.
Do you know one? Sing one.
Eat, bite, fuck, suck, gobble, nibble, chew, nipple, bosom, hair, pie, finger, fuck, screw, moose, piss, cat, put, orangutan, tit, sheep, pussy, camel, crap, pig, lion, shit. Everybody's ass is bare. Nobody's dressed but the jerk over there. And that he didn't use the word jerk. He used a term we don't use anymore.
Where do you store all this?
I have a big head.
Yeah.
No, I do. Because I would listen to these things over and over again. And I, you know, the old Steve Martin records.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Steve Martin's great.
You guys are going to be on a record. Maybe someday. Not mine, of course.
We're on a flash drive.
Huh?
We're on a flash drive.
We're out of flash drive?
No, we're on. We're
on. You guys are going to be on a micro SD card.
Oh,
yeah. That's what it is. Flashes out.
That Mitch Hedberg record. I'm going to edit in laughter later. He was a great comedian to see live, too. His shows were amazing. Just the state of comedy today. What are you laughing at?
The thought of releasing two versions of the show, one where we sweeten it with a bunch of laughter, fake applause, just long breaks, like 3-minute applause breaks, and so much laughter, can't get back on track.
Thank you for the standing ovation.
I'll edit one of those if you want.
Yeah, I'll help with that.
You can release.
Well.
You release this one first, and then we release the other one.
Okay, then we'll do the sweetened one for Radio Labyrinth patrons. Here's the one with fake laughter.
Canned laughter.
I'm going to throw a koozie out. Ready? Who likes the Atlanta United FC? What does FC mean?
Football club.
Okay. Who likes tasty cakes?
Me.
You can't like a cake more than you like a soccer team. Mrs. Freshly isn't here.
I can't believe that we're kowtowing to those Europeans by calling...
What?
I can't believe... Oh, sorry.
Where's Steph? Oh, yeah. Steph was supposed to be here, but she texted me this morning and said she was sick. I've been sick all week, and today is the first day in the entire week I've actually felt halfway decent.
Were you smoking while you were sick?
Of course.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm just doing it because it's a novelty. I never smoke in front of a microphone. I did when I was a DJ in the late 80s.
What kind of music did you play?
Hey, it's Tim O'Connor, WNBT, 104.5 FM, Wellsboro, Mansfield. That was Fleetwood Mac and Chains. Don't forget that this weekend is the kickoff of the Whitneyville Fair, the Tioga County Fair at Whitneyville Fairgrounds, where you can see a bunch of pigs and cows and chickens and ducks, and ride on some rickety rides that you would never dare get on if you were a competent adult. But you're not. You're on welfare and you have four kids.
Why the fake last name?
I was Tim Michaels.
What's wrong with Andrews? Andrews, like, usually
I know.
It's like...
I thought it was cool. Hi, Tim Michaels with you, 88.5 WNBT. 89.5 WXMU, Mansfield University College Radio. Tim Michaels with you. I thought that's how you did it.
Andrew Dorfstein, I could see you have to change your last name for the
right.
Air, but Andrews is fine.
I didn't want anybody to know I was a wasp.
Well, what happened with Decker?
Yeah, Decker.
I hated using the name Decker.
He had to take that name. Because that radio station, when it was created, not 99X, but The Buzz, I was the promotions director. What was it, 92.9 The Buzz?
96.7.
Okay, 96.7 The Buzz. Every DJ on that station had to have a cool pot name, and everything
was
puns.
Dank, Schwag,
yeah.
Roach.
So what's a Decker then?
Yeah.
It was just
he
a fake
refused.
Name.
He refused.
I didn't want the pot name. I just came up with a fake name, and I told people my dad was the Frank Lloyd Wright of deck building, and he just named me Decker because he built the most intricate decks
in
the world.
And that went over
everyone's
heads.
People called him in to exotic locations.
I didn't even realize that.
Wait, you didn't know?
No.
Nobody should know this.
This is fucking amazing, isn't it?
Yeah, this is amazing.
So were you a fan of Decker's from 99X?
No, who remembers? Nobody remembers.
You got a guy sitting to your right
this
who
is
remembers
a trick.
You.
I feel like it's a trick.
I was...
And it's going to be like, just kidding. I don't know who the fuck you were. So
that was like all during like the late 90s, right?
No.
Yeah, there you go.
Well, I mean, I've been listening...
He thinks you're Axel.
I've been listening to Toucher. Atlanta radio since like...
Thanks, Toucher.
Wait, you're Gary McKee?
No, I listened to you.
Okay.
I just listened to all like 99X, 96
I told
rock,
you people have time
it.
Machines. I got it. Look, you're crazy if you don't think people have time machines. My name is John Teeter. I'm a time traveler.
Actually, if you Google Josh Warren time machine, there's a Josh Warren paranormal investigator that's not me.
Yeah.
That claims he found a time machine.
I like these guys who all say that they have time machines because you know what? They really don't. Hate to break it to you. There's no. What Simpson? Oh, well, you know, he's a seer. He sees into the future. Into the future. Into the future.
Wait.
Help me out.
So there's. Wait a second.
You're blowing Josh's mind.
I know that The Simpsons has predicted some really weird things.
They predicted 9/11. They predicted Donald Trump being president. Lady Gaga. Oh, that's right. Yeah, Lady Gaga.
Yeah, they predicted shitty TV.
For the first 25 years.
Are you guys upset that Atlanta's Super Bowl is just going to be, what's that horrible band? Yes. Maroon 5. Yes. It should be somebody else, right? Who should it be?
Outcast. Everyone
Outcast.
Wants Outcast. Everyone, but
they should be there.
But they hate each other.
They do?
They don't want to perform.
You got to do it for the fans.
I mean, the argument is that there's so much musical talent that comes out of this city. Why is Maroon 5 coming?
Right, exactly.
R.E.M.
Yeah. I said that on the radio. Maybe R.E.M. would do it.
B-52s are still playing.
Surprise!
Yeah, they're still touring.
Yep. I like the B-52s. They're fun. They're still fun, even though they're getting up there. We're all getting up there.
Yeah, it happens. What are you going to do?
Yeah, everybody's aging.
Yeah, you can't stop it.
We're older than we were when we started this show.
God.
Dude.
That moment in time is gone. That moment
I wish
in time
I were
where
high.
I said that moment in time is gone is now gone. Now that moment in time where I... You get it.
So what moment in time are we at now?
It's gone.
So
whatever moment you asked, that's gone. I couldn't answer.
We're getting the light, so before we have to wrap it up, are there any questions from anybody in the audience?
5 minutes.
Mrs. Senator, you have 5 minutes. No, seriously, if you got any questions or anything, shout them out.
I think I need some clarification on the whole boofing woo-woos thing.
I don't know if you could pick that up, clarification on the whole boofing woo-woos thing.
I said earlier that boofing was farting, and what was the other thing?
Ralphing
is puking.
Yeah, that is puking.
Old senators.
White senators.
Old white people have decided things in this country for the longest time, and that's going to change when I get up there on the Supreme Court.
Your Honor, I think the senators knew what ralphing was. You just said it was because you were known to have a weak stomach.
Yeah, I was known to have a weak stomach. I could only handle one case of beer.
senior superlative, weakest stomach.
Yeah, I have to have ketchup on my spaghetti.
Such a weird.
Do you really? No cheese? Oh, that's like goulash, but really bad goulash. Now, who did your mom give you that when you were a kid, and you're just like, it's a comfort food, right? Really? How about eggs? Okay, good.
I've heard that if your dogs eat their own feces,
what?
That you should give them ketchup.
I don't think we were talking about that.
Well, ketchup.
Okay.
it's a helpful hint. That's all I'm telling you. A lot of dogs eat their own feces.
They do. I have three dogs, and one of them eats all the other dogs' feces.
So
comes in handy,
ketchup.
I don't have to pick it up. Huh?
Give them ketchup.
No.
What is it about giving them ketchup?
There's some enzyme
once it's
in it.
Okay.
The dog's lacking.
Once it's digested, apparently you don't want to eat your own poop if it has ketchup in it.
No, you don't want to do
That's
that.
That's what you should take from this show today.
Don't eat your own poop. Hey, also take away, if you're down here already and you don't have tickets to everything, get tickets and go see live comedy because that's what it's all about. I want to thank Big Man Mike over there, Mr. Michael Albanese, for having us down here. And thank all of you for coming down. It was really cool, and I'm very happy that you made it. I know, I got to go. Shit. Yes, it does, actually.
I try to mute the microphone when they're running past. There's a fire station down the street.
Josh, you got anything you want to plug? This episode will be out by the middle of the week.
Oh, so 10, 19, 20, 26, and 27th at Relapse Theater. Action Shows Studios will be doing the production of Camp Slaughter Lake, a Friday the 13th musical.
Awesome. And you can catch me and Greg every day on the Von Hessler Doctrine on WSB, 9 to noon.
Well, you every day.
Well, that's true. I am the star of the show.
I wouldn't argue that.
Well, they tune in for my rants.
Your name's not on the marquee.
Your name isn't on the marquee.
So. One day, Tim.
All right.
You have to yell it louder than that.
I'm Eric Von Hessler!
All right, guys. Thank you for coming out. If you want to get a picture with everybody? Come on up. We'll do it. Keep it canon.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
CODA salutes those who've served. Veterans ride free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of CODA's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use CODA Plus. Veterans ride free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on CODA. Plan your ride and learn more at CODA.com/trip planner.